The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration released a report this week on its initial sampling of areas in New York and New Jersey where Hurricane Sandy recovery work is being done. WBAI's Linda Perry reports.
OSHA has been sampling areas affected by Hurricane Sandy to measure potential health hazards to workers during recovery operations. The agency went to work in debris sites ranging from beaches to landfills. They test for airborne contaminants. They take samples from debris and storm waters. While they sample a variety of locations throughout storm-affected areas, they do not sample inside homes where residents are affected by exposure to toxins. But what they do measure are substances such as carbon monoxide, asbestos, and silica, which can lead to lung cancer, pulmonary tuberculosis, and airway diseases. In their report, they found that while some contaminants were present, so far they haven't exceeded OSHA's permissible exposure levels. But this doesn't mean that caution is not necessary, according to OSHA's regional administrator in New York, Robert Kulik. He says these initial results should not be taken by employers as an all-clear signal regarding potential exposure to health hazards. Kulik says it is important that each employer continually ensure that workers are not overexposed. But Joel Shufro of NICOSH, New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health, says while the report is welcome news, workers should not take this as an all-clear. Shufro says there are no OSHA standards for many of the hazards faced by cleanup workers. These include mold, cold, and ergonomics. He says although the level of asbestos reported was below OSHA standards, there is no safe level of exposure to this killing dust. And OSHA's standards for silica and lead are woefully out of date and are inadequate to protect the health and safety of workers. The NICOSH response to the report says results reported by OSHA should not be taken to mean that the cleanup and rehab work in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy is safe. Shufro says we went down that road after 9/11. Workers, residents, and volunteers have been paying the price ever since. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.